Georgia Democratic Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney kept a lower profile today after a slew of press conferences and interviews over her scuffle with a Capitol Hill police officer last week. The U.S. Attorney's Office is considering charges against McKinney, and today House Republicans introduced a resolution that took sides with the police. NPR's Libby Lewis has the story.
Last week, Congresswoman McKinney got into a scuffle with a Capitol police officer when she tried to bypass a metal detector in a House office building. House members aren't required to go through the detectors if they're recognized by the officers. McKinney says a police officer touched her inappropriately, though she won't say what that means. Police say she hit the officer with a cell phone. She and her supporters are calling it racial profiling. But Republicans are backing the officer. Patrick McHenry is a Republican from North Carolina's 10th District. He and a colleague just introduced a resolution to commend the Capitol Hill police.
I think it's the right thing to do at this time because these men and women put their lives on the line each day to protect the Capitol complex, all the visitors that come and go, the staff and members.
Even McKinney's fellow Democrats are not all rising to her defense. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said she understands members of Congress want to be recognized by face, but
I don't think any of it justifies hitting a police officer. I don't know if that happened, but I'm just saying if it did happen, I don't think it was justified.
Many Democrats, including members of the Congressional Black Caucus, were silent on the brouhaha. But McKinney's lawyer, James Myert Jr., says he thinks the real issue here is race.
Many people want to deny, and many people just simply neglect the issue. It's there, whether people will accept it or not, whether they like it or not, or whether they know it or not.
Others say Cynthia McKinney may be trying to dodge criminal charges by raising the race issue. Carol Swain teaches law at Vanderbilt University, and she faults some of the black leaders who are supporting McKinney.
Instead of having them speak on the issues that really matter in America, we get the same old about racism.
The U.S. Attorney's Office said today it's still considering the matter. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.